You're already aware that censorship is getting a lot worse, a lot more aggressive. And there are a lot of new reasons for censorship that are being used to justify it. For example, did you know the State Department recently seized the bank accounts of what they said were Russian-funded websites that they say are pushing misinformation and propaganda about Russia and Ukraine? I think one of those sites was the Strategic Culture Foundation. And the State Department has even hinted that they may go after sites like Zero Hedge for daring to puppet Russia propaganda by doing things like, reprinting RT articles that might have made a good point on a topic or two, right? So what a lot of people aren't yet aware of is that all of these excuses for censorship come down to the same basic underlying excuse. And it's the government people, the big tech people, and the globalists saying, if we don't censor, you will all die. That's their basic argument. So, for example, when it comes to censorship about vaccines and COVID, they say, if we don't censor, you'll all die because then you might not trust the vaccine, or you might not wear the mask that doesn't work, or you might not engage in social distancing that doesn't work, and so on. They also have a similar argument, or the same argument, for censoring information about climate change that doesn't parrot the official narrative. They say, we can't let people say that carbon dioxide is a good molecule that plants need to live on. We can't let people say that a warmer earth would be a wetter earth, more lush with more rainforests and more food crops. No, that can't be allowed. So they have to censor everything that goes against the official narrative on climate change by saying, essentially, if we don't censor, you'll all die. Same thing with Russia and Ukraine. Their essential argument is, if anybody is allowed to question the official government narrative, we might all die. Therefore, censorship is fully justified. And so you notice that in each of these cases, the vaccines, COVID, climate change, or even this current war between Russia and Ukraine, you notice that the globalists created each one of these situations. They created them. They created the emergency so that they could use the emergency in order to destroy your liberties. They're pushing for mass obedience and conformity to the official government narratives, almost all of which, by the way, are nothing but lies. So you want to talk about misinformation. These people who work in government, Jen Psaki, for example, and CDC officials, Walensky, Fauci, they do nothing but lie. They lie all day, every day. They get up in the morning and they look in the mirror and they start their first lie and they never quit until they fall asleep. It's nothing but lies. And yet they claim to have a monopoly on the truth. In California, there's a new law being proposed that would, in essence, criminalize doctors who say anything publicly, on social media or otherwise, anything that contradicts the official narratives on COVID origins, vaccines, mask effectiveness, and so on. You can't even cite published studies that contradict that narrative. Suppose you found a study that said, Moderna patented a sequence out of SARS-CoV-2 back in 2016, proving this whole thing was engineered. They knew about it in advance. You can't say that. You would be punished. You would lose your medical license in the state of California. Not because you lied, not because you spread misinformation or disinformation, but because you told the truth. The truth that they didn't like. And you see, that's what this is really all about, and I know you know that. But all these efforts at censorship are about covering up the truths, because the truths threaten the power monopoly of the liars. And they have a monopoly on misinformation. And so they use misinformation constantly to lie about everything. They lied about the origins of COVID, said it came from, a meat market in China. It just happened to be 2 or 3 miles away from the biohazard laboratory facility. You're supposed to believe that. Remember when they told us that the vaccine would not be distributed or circulated throughout your body? I said, no, it's just going to stay in the arm right there at the injection site. That's it. It won't spread, as if They thought people are so stupid that we don't realize blood circulates. It's truly incredible. And then they said the vaccine would not alter your DNA. Remember that? Now it comes out, it does alter your DNA. It does it in the liver cells and probably many other cells too around your body. Everything they said was a lie. Remember when Joe Biden said that if you take the vaccine, you can't catch COVID and you can't spread COVID? It turns out, if you take the vaccine, you absolutely can catch COVID, and you're even more likely to catch COVID than unvaccinated people. You're more likely to be hospitalized. You're more likely to die if you take the vaccine. But anybody who said that was labeled with misinformation or a conspiracy theorist. It's a conspiracy, that they said, the fact checkers, who are, of course, the fact fraudsters. And they work for Pfizer, by the way. So does Reuters. They all work for Pfizer. They're all just getting paid to lie. Fake facts. And of course, you know that, but a lot of the oblivious masses do not know that. So think about what's coming next. Okay, we know we're going to be looking at a dollar collapse scenario. And just as right now, you're not allowed to say carbon dioxide is a good molecule for plants. Plants need it to live. You know, you'll be called a conspiracy theorist somehow, because I guess chemistry no longer counts in the world of fact checkers. But one day, as the dollar is collapsing, anybody who says the dollar is collapsing will be, you know, deplatformed, maybe arrested, maybe have your website seized. So as the dollar is plunging like 90%, and you say, my God, the dollar's plunged 90%, the White House is going to come out and say, no, it hasn't. It hasn't plunged 90%. That is misinformation. We are the official source. And then the New York Times will come out. That's right. The dollar hasn't plunged 90%. That's misinformation. It's just misinformation from people who hate the dollar. That's what they'll say. Washington Post, same deal. The American people are looking at the value of their dollars. Like, it doesn't buy anything anymore. And a loaf of bread is $25. Obviously, the dollar's lost a lot of value. No, that's misinformation. The reason bread is more expensive, they'll say, is because of Russia. And so everything gets blamed on Russia, right? Including the vaccine deaths, by the way. So as millions of people die from these vaccines, and by the way, over a million Americans have already died from these vaccines, and that's not misinformation, that's straight up facts. There's going to be millions more in the years ahead. But anybody who says that will be, you know, fact checked into oblivion. It's not the vaccine. It's Russia. You're like, well, how did Russia kill millions of Americans? Well, and then you know, they'll have some crazy explanation. It was like, well, Russia caused this and that, and then people starved, and then there was more disease, and then there was climate change, and then climate change created stress, and then the stress caused people to have heart attacks, and they died. And that's what they're going to say. I mean, think about the media right now. They're going crazy trying to run stories about what's causing heart attacks. Have you seen this? Have you seen the billboards on the side of the buses that say, like, it's normal for a 5-year-old child to have a heart attack and die? You know, because they're trying to create this idea that everybody dying from heart attacks is normal, so that when people die from the vaccines, they think, oh, well, that's normal. Here, take a vaccine. You may die, which is normal. You know, that's the effort right now. But the media has been out there going crazy, tripping over themselves, trying to write new articles about what's causing heart attacks. Like, why are there suddenly so many heart attacks? And they have all kinds of explanations. You know, stress from Russia. You know, people dealing with misinformation. Or climate change, they say. The weather's hotter and is causing more people to die. Or in the winter, they'll run stories, well, the weather's colder and that's causing more people to die. Seriously, they just run the opposite of their own stories. They'll say, oh, there's more emotional stress because of people fighting over masks and vaccines. And so people are dying from emotional stress. And if it wasn't for the anti-vaxxers, none of those people would die. It's the anti-vaxxers' fault. So you see how this goes. All these articles will blame the deaths on either Putin or Trump or anti-vaxxers or conservatives or gun owners or Christians or whatever. But it will never be blamed on the real cause, which is deadly vaccines that are biological weapons and which are harming people at an incredible pace. So if you want to look at who are the primary super spreaders of misinformation, well, it's the White House, it's the CDC, it's Fauci, it's the FDA, it's CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, USA Today, MSNBC, PBS, NPR. I mean, it's so obvious. These organizations that I mentioned and many others, that's all they do is spread misinformation. That is their entire business model, is to spread misinformation and to deceive the public. And by doing so, they cause harm, they cause suffering, they cause deaths. This is what they do. And they are, by the way, this came out in a FOIA request from Health and Human Services. The CDC had about $1 billion budget to pay these organizations, including Fox News, by the way, to spread misinformation. Oh, and it was called vaccine awareness campaigns, you know, things like that. So all these organizations I mentioned, again, including Fox News, they took money from the CDC and they called it advertising money or promotional money. And then in their editorials, they just went out and said, oh, vaccines are safe. Vaccines are effective. You know, this is, again, Fox News, Sean Hannity, the same guy now screaming for like murdering Putin and nuking Russia and bombing Russia. He was out there pushing vaccines. Because, you know, Sean Hannity is he's a treasonous rhino, just like all the rest of them there, you know, with very few exceptions. I mean, Tucker Carlson is one of the exceptions. Tucker Carlson is a courageous, great American, but Sean Hannity is a traitorous weasel. So if you want the truth, you obviously have to go away from all those organizations that are paid by the CDC. And who's not paid by the CDC? Well, it's the independent media, right? It's Natural News. It's InfoWars. It's the Epoch Times, right? It's Information Liberation, State of the Nation, right? It's all these websites, NOQ Report, SGT Report, so on and so forth. None of us took any money from the CDC. We do not have a conflict of interest. Whereas Fox does, New York Times does. You know, the New York Times has taken millions of dollars from Communist China to run Communist China puff pieces disguised as articles. The New York Times just gets bribed to say China's awesome. It's just straight up payola. I think the Washington Post did the same thing, I believe, but I know the New York Times did it. And now these same organizations getting paid by the CDC to lie to the American people, to convince people to take toxic gene therapy injections that will kill many of them. Think about that. The New York Times took money to kill Americans, and so did Fox, and so did the Washington Post, and so did BuzzFeed and MSNBC and dozens of other organizations. They took money to kill Americans. Well, in a reasonable definition, that would make them terrorists, wouldn't it? They took money to kill Americans? To spread propaganda and lies, and yet they accuse the alternative media of misinformation while they don't even tell their own audiences that they took money from the CDC. They don't even disclose it. They hide it. Of course they hide it, because that's all they do, is they deceive and they hide and they mislead the public and they get people killed. They're part of the depopulation agenda, and they're pure evil, and they know it. They already know it. I mean, it's not like they're kidding themselves. It's not like they go home at night and think, oh, we did a wonderful thing today. We helped save lives. No, when they go home, they know they murdered people for money. And they don't have a problem with that, because they're evil, because they're demonic. Some of them are actually infested with demons. Not all of them, but some of them are. So think about that reality, folks, because that's actually what's going on in the world today. I want to thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and you can hear my truthful information and honest assessments at brighteon.com. My channel is HR Report, and I've never taken a dime from the CDC or the federal government trying to pay me off to say anything. With me, you always get the pro-human truth, no matter what. Thanks for listening.